One thing was out of place. An old, old knife, a slender-bladed weapon from the early Renaissance called a misericord, lay on the carpet in front of the shrine, its tip pointing at an angle toward the other side of the bedroom. I grunted. I paced around the room to the knife. I hunkered down, thinking, then looked up the blade of the knife to its hilt. I paced back to the bedroom door and peered at the living room. The hilt of the knife pointed at Janine's body. I went back to the bedroom and squinted down the knife toward its tip. It was pointed at the far wall. I glanced back at Murphy, now standing in the doorway. Murphy tilted her head. "What did you find?" "Not sure yet. Hang on." I walked over to the wall and held up my hand about half an inch from its surface. I closed my eyes and focused on a very faint trace of energy left there. After several moments of concentration, I lowered my hand again. "There's something there," I said, "but it's too faint for me to make it out without using my sight, and I'm getting sick of doing that." "What does that mean?" Murphy asked me. "It means I need something for my kit. Be right back." I went outside and down to my car where I kept a fisherman's tackle box. I snagged it and went back up to the dead woman's bedroom. "That's new," Murphy said. I set the box on the floor and opened it. "I've been teaching my apprentice thaumaturgy. We have to go out to the country sometimes, for safety's sake." I rummaged through the box and finally drew out a plastic test tube full of metallic grains. I just tossed things into a grocery sack for the first couple of weeks, but it was easier to put together a more permanent mobile kit. "What's that?" Murphy asked. "Copper filings," I said. "They conduct energy. If there's some kind of pattern here, I might be able to make it out." "Ah, you're dusting for prints," Murphy said. "Pretty much, yeah." I pulled a lump of chalk out of my duster's pocket and squatted to draw a very faint circle on the carpet. I willed it closed as I completed the circle and felt it spring to life. An invisible screen of power that kept random energies away from me and focused my own magic. The spell was a delicate one, for me, anyway, and trying to use it without a circle would have been like trying to light a match in a hurricane. I closed my eyes, concentrating, and poured an ounce or two of copper filings into my right palm. I willed a whisper of energy down into the filings, enough to create a magical charge in them that would draw them toward the faint energy on the wall. When they were ready, I murmured, "Illumina Magnus." Then I broke the circle with my foot, releasing the spell, and cast the filings outward. They glittered with little blue-white sparks, crackling audibly as they struck the wall, and stayed there. The scent of ozone filled the air. I leaned forward and blew gently over the wall, clearing any stray filings that might have clung to the wall on their own. Then I stepped back. The copper filings had fallen into definite shapes, specifically letters. Exodus 22:18. Murphy furrowed her brow and stared at it. "A Bible verse?" "Yeah." "I don't know that one," she said. "Do you?" I nodded. "It's one that stuck in my head. Suffer not a witch to live."